Welcome to Doing Good Digital, a podcast for nonprofit marketing professionals. I'm your host, Crystal Hargrove, and the founder of Creative Cause Agency, where I work as a nonprofit marketing consultant. Today, I'm interviewing Taylor Martin of Taylor Data. Taylor is a Google Analytics expert who's worked with brands like American Airlines and Greyhound Lines in working to capture web and app data to help them solve their specific business questions. In July 2020, she created her own consultancy, Taylor Data, to help nonprofits and small businesses succeed during the pandemic by making data-driven decisions. So, let's get into it. All right. So, welcome, Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us on Doing Good Digital. How are you?
I'm great, Crystal, and thanks for having me. I feel super honored to be your first podcast guest.
Oh my goodness. It's really hard, I think, as business owners, trying really hard to create content that's valuable, knowing that that can be time consuming, knowing that we have, you know, other endeavors. You know, I'm still a 9-to-5er, so it's hard to do something like a podcast, but it's always easier when you can do it with someone you've built a rapport with.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt the same way when you helped me with my blog post last week, because doing content consistently, like you said, it is tough when you're juggling all of your other dozen hats as a business owner. So thank you for your help.
Of course, of course. Well, let's jump in. So as I mentioned earlier, Taylor is going to be talking with us about data and analytics and all things Google Analytics related to the nonprofit sector. And we want to try to get some points in for people who are maybe beginners, completely new to Google Analytics, some people who maybe be a little bit further along. But we really want to talk about things about just really how to get started and why it's so important and why your organization should be using the capabilities that Google Analytics has. So, Taylor, my first question to you is just that. Why is Google Analytics and really just data so important for nonprofit organizations?
Yeah, so my answer is always that ROI matters. As marketers, we spend so much time and money on our websites and on, you know, on our marketing strategies and implementing those. So it's really important that we can have some data to show us our performance and if things are working or not. So things like understanding how users are coming to our website, if they're coming to our website, and what they're doing. Are they converting? And if not, why not? Or even things like your ad spend, if it's even worth it to spend as much money as you are on those certain channels.
Yeah, no, that's very good. And so to that point, Google Analytics, I 9 times out of 10 hear it being spoken about, you know, around websites and website traffic. Are there any other ways that Google Analytics can assist, or is it primarily for website traffic?
So, I mean, the nice thing about Google Analytics, in my opinion, is that you can use it for a lot of different things. So, for example, when I was at Greyhound, I even used it to keep track of technical errors. So, you know, if I had a question in real time about maybe there's an issue going on with the website, sometimes I could let IT know before they even their reports were notifying them that there is perhaps an issue. And so for a small team, sometimes they don't always have the IT resources, or, you know, they want to keep things very small. Having things like knowing that you're seeing an increase in errors in real time can be really helpful.
Yeah.
Things like that, super helpful.
Well, that's really cool. So why do you think so many organizations tend to gloss over data that's 100% free? You know, Google Analytics has no cost. Google has an entire suite of programs, really, that could be so beneficial for the nonprofit sector. And they even offer grants. What do you think is kind of the resistance there?
So, you know, in my work with nonprofits, but even with larger, you know, businesses, I find that sometimes it's just as simple as not knowing what's out there. There are so many people that are just like, oh, I didn't realize that Google Analytics could help me in this way. And so I think a big part of it is just not really understanding the benefits of it. But then I also think that there's a mindset shift that needs to happen in terms of you know, a lot of nonprofit folks, I hear them saying, you know, I know my communities and I know what works for my organization. And when someone like me says data, they take it as a critique of their, you know, innate thinking abilities and their natural intuition about their organization. And it's really not, it's not an or, it's really a collaboration. I think that data really complements your natural intuition and your experience in your communities and your organization.
I love that it's not an either or. And I didn't realize, you know, even in my own experience, it's very limited with data. I understand its importance. You know, I make sure to set up all my tracking pixels and whatever I've got to do. But to your point, I do find that, especially in a multi-generational workplace, which is where I've come from, that there is some of that resistance. And it can also be kind of, oh, you know, maybe this person thinks they're so smart. Maybe this person, you know, is coming for my job or, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very interesting mindset that data doesn't have to be either or. It's absolutely complementary to the intuitive work that leadership is already doing. Because, I mean, most people at leadership and nonprofits, you know, they've been doing this longer than a lot of us have been alive, to be honest.
Exactly.
You know, it's not really for us to come in and say, hey, you're doing it wrong, but hey, here's this thing that can help.
Yep, and that's where what I've tried to do when I worked in-house at places like American Airlines and Greyhound or even on the agency side. But that's something that I'm definitely taking with me in my consultancy, is really just being a complement and a partner to the kind of organization's innate abilities.
So as a young consultant, how would you kind of go about bridging the gap and having those kind of conversations when you're being met with maybe some of that resistance or confusion about how data can actually be a great tool?
So I like to ask questions. I like to just understand where they're at, because sometimes, you know, even though I would love for everyone to use Google Analytics and for it to just to be the best thing ever, sometimes through talking to people, you know, what they're doing actually kind of works. And so I like to ask questions like, you know, how many people are coming to your website? How are people coming to your website? What's your engagement like on social media? Usually with questions like that, they start to think, I don't actually really know. Or, you know, that's actually something that I've been meaning to understand. And then I can talk through, you know, that's great because Google Analytics can really help you think about all of this holistically. You know, you can see everything together in one place and really understand not just your users and how they're getting there, but really what they're doing and how you can make optimizations to get more conversions.
That's awesome. So when it comes to the Google Analytics dashboard, one thing that I know I find personally challenging is it's not entirely intuitive, right? Mm-hmm. And setting up those dashboards to tell you key information right away is something that's really important to me. Do you have any advice or resources around setting up dashboards for probably the most critical pieces of information nonprofits could need?
Yeah, so I mean, there are certainly tools like Google's Data Studio, where they have really nice templates that can help you kind of just get an understanding of your key performance indicators. But I think maybe even going back a step is that I think most marketers really need to sit down and identify what's important and what are those goals. There's an ocean of data in Google Analytics. And without drowning, right, you need to kind of understand where you're going. That's not overwhelming. So I would start with your business questions or your organization questions that you're hoping the data can help you answer.
That's very important. It's one of the reasons why with my business, I don't tend to enjoy working with clients, and not enjoy, that's maybe not the right word, but I try to prioritize working with clients who have a strategic plan in place, because I find that you're really driving blind if your goals aren't in alignment with that. And not just a strategic plan, but you know, let's see how marketing engages with that. Let's see, you know, what fundraising has to do with this. Your marketing plan should really be inclusive of all functional parts. And so looking at that as a whole would make it a lot easier to set your marketing goals. You know, you're looking at what the organization is trying to accomplish and how you can kind of come alongside that and support. So it would make sense that your data kind of needs to follow the same trend.
Exactly. You know, I remember in my marketer days where, you know, sometimes it felt like we were scrambling at the end of the month or the end of the quarter to come up with the story and to figure out what we were going to say and how it tied into our organization's larger goals. And through my work over the years as an analyst, I've really learned to start with a question and then get the answer. So even in my dashboards, I'll often include, instead of having, you know, let's say one of my KPIs is users or sessions or something like that, I'll instead have a question like, how many users came to our website from social media this month? That way it's really clear exactly what question the data is answering.
Yeah.
Something else I was telling one of my clients this morning, actually, because they were trying to kind of just take a dive into their data without really understanding what they were looking for. And, you know, I was likening it to, you know, me going to the grocery store hungry and without a list. I end up going through every aisle, usually picking up a lot more junk food than I intended and feeling exhausted after, because I've gone around the whole store because I really wasn't focused on, you know, the 10 things that I needed and just leaving.
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because in that example too, I feel like there's also kind of a warning about good data and potentially bad data, because you can make data do and say really whatever you want, which is kind of the thing that no one really likes to talk about. But
yeah,
it's true. It's how you're even pulling out the data once you even know what you're looking for, how to make it into a story, which I gather is, you know, a very important part of your work. So it's not just taking a Google Analytics, you know, snapshot and taking it into your leadership meeting. So how can people improve that ability to kind of tell the story with the data that they're seeing?
Yeah, so I think that most marketers are really good storytellers. And so it's just about taking out the intimidation factor of data and just thinking about it as a story. You know, bringing your stakeholder into the story as a protagonist, showing them the world before your work. You know, hey, we were at risk of layoffs, or we were at risk for not being able to do our annual program because we didn't have enough donations. And then with this work, we've identified an opportunity to have a new audience of donors. And we had, you know, targeted messaging to bring these new, you know, potential donors in. They converted at X rate, which resulted in this much money, which directly ties into your organization's larger goal of increasing donations, finding new donors. But I mean, just telling a story makes everything so much easier than just thinking about it from a data point perspective.
Yeah. And something that, you know, to your point, I do think a lot of marketers are good storytellers, but there are different types of storytelling, right? And data is just one of them. And I know for myself professionally, one of the growing points that I had to take was I am very data driven, very numbers heavy. The rest of the people who were involved in this touchy-feely aspect of the nonprofit world weren't vibing with that. And while I could write good blogs, write good stories, do those type of things, when it came to maybe helping the organization understand my impact or the impact and effectiveness of marketing, it took softening that approach. Still with your numbers, still with facts, but telling a story in a way that they would understand so that they could kind of buy in. Because I feel like that's a big thing too, is I think a lot of nonprofits really like marketing. I think it's become a bit of a buzzword, so sometimes people don't know what it means. But I think when you break things down in terms of like case studies or, you know, really showing how, you know, what a lot of CEOs care about is, did we make more money this year? You start talking about that language, that's how you start to get people on your side and listening to the real power of marketing, and data is a huge part of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And to your point about there's different kinds of storytelling, I mean, honestly, it felt like almost like a second job in terms of marketing to the stakeholder, and especially to the resistant stakeholder. and trying to influence them and get them on my side. Because for me, it was, you know, yes, we did all these great things, but usually I need more budget to keep doing those great things. So it's like, okay, I don't need you to say, oh, great, this was such a good job. But also, like, this is working. I like it. And I want to invest more money into this next quarter.
Investment. And I think that's another thing, too, that's, you know, really important to understand is that, you know, you may be able to pull off a really great campaign or, you know, have a great quarter, but marketing is an investment just like everything else. Just like you're investing into your programs, putting back money into the community, telling the story of what you're doing, garnering more support, that requires money, that requires resources, and prayerfully at some point more than a team of one or two. I haven't really seen too many outside of, you know, the really big guys that are operating with marketing professionals just in their back pocket.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we're almost at time, but I wanted to ask you just any advice that you would give anyone seeking to learn more about Google Analytics or just data in general, anyone who's interested in bringing more of that to the table, anything that you would like to share with them?
Yeah, so I have a few great resources off the top of my head. So the nice thing about Google Analytics versus a lot of analytics platforms is that it's free, and because they have the largest user base, there are so many free resources out there. So Google Analytics, they have free training through their website, and you can even do a certification with them. There are so many blogs, so many YouTube videos. So depending on how you like to learn, whether it's through watching someone do it or reading, there are so many resources. In terms of becoming a better storyteller, there are books like The Data Story. I've got that behind me. The Data Story by Nancy Duarte. There's Leah Pika's. She has a blog and a podcast all about telling stories with data. Those have been really helpful for me. Also, you know, joining networking groups or meetups, especially now where everything's virtual, you can join one that's in Spain or wherever you want. To really get the helpful advice from people. The last thing I would say is to sign up for Google's demo account. So another great thing about Google Analytics is that they have a demo account with their merchandise store. So you can go in and play with the data. You can play around with creating dashboards with real data. I mean, that's what I love to do. And I get it. Like I started out doing copy. Like, I was a creative writing major, so I started out doing content for boutique agencies, and that's kind of how I got exposed to this world. And so I completely understand being more on the creative or, you know, the emotional side of things. It was definitely a transition into making data my full-time focus. But I really realized, actually, once I started my consultancy, that data has always been a part of my work.
Yeah.
I was doing keyword research. I was using Google Analytics really every step of the way. It just wasn't my, you know, 24/7 job. Yeah. And so I think when people just dive in, don't be intimidated. There's, you know, if you go into the demo account, there's, you know, you can't harm anything. You won't break anything. And just try it out. If you want to send me a dashboard, I'm completely open to looking at dashboards to, you know, tell you what I think of it and maybe some ways to improve it. There's also a Slack channel. If you're a Slack person, there's a Slack channel that's free called Measure Slack, hashtag Measure. So you can sign up for that. And the community is great. You get a ton of insight and people are super open to helping. So there's lots of resources out there. Just don't be afraid to dive in.
Well, thank you so much, Taylor. I really appreciate your time today. I'm so glad that you were here to sit down with me and talk all things data. I'm going to make sure that I link all of the resources that you mentioned, including where to find you online and how to get in touch with you. So we'll follow up on those details and they'll be in the show notes. But thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Huge thank you to Taylor for her time this week. I hope you guys are able to get a few gems, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on the episode.
Don't forget to like, share, and rate the podcast. I'm new, so please try to be nice. But if you have any topics you'd like to hear discussed or would like to be a guest, you can find that information in the description. Until then, you can follow Creative Cause Agency on social media. We typically hang out on LinkedIn and Facebook, but we do have a Twitter and an Instagram page, and you can find all of that at Creative Cause Agency.